Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my vodcast, Allowance, the key to freedom, the master key that literally creates new worlds, the key to your joy, prosperity, health, love, and freedom. Now, most people believe that to get what they want, they must fight for it and fight against what they don't want, and they believe they must try to hammer everyone else and everything else into place to get what they want so that they can finally be happy. They believe they need to kill off what they don't like so that somehow, miraculously, all that will be left will be things that they do like. But asserting your will upon others so that they will think and act differently so that you can be happy does not work, because everyone has their own desires and beliefs and perceptions, and that is perfectly, divinely perfect for them to be that way, and there is nothing wrong with any way that anyone else thinks or believes, and it is no one's job to believe or act in any way so that you can be happy. The key to powerful creation and creating what you want is allowance, not assertion. It's allowing what you want to come to you rather than you trying to assert your will upon other people. Allowance and surrender are the keys to creation, not control. And the key to what you really want, the key to creating what you really want, which is, drum roll please, what you really want is to be happy. And the key to creating happiness is allowance. Because you will never be happy fighting for what you want or fighting against what you don't want. And you will never, ever be happy following the will or guidance of others. You will only ever be truly happy following your own inner guidance, your own intuition, and pursuing your own dreams, rather than living your life helping other people achieve their dreams. So, allowance is the key to creating the freedom and the health and the well-being and the love and the prosperity, etc., that you want in your life. It is not any form of manipulation or assertion or control. It's not how you get what you want. That's how you get more of what you don't want, because you're fighting against what you don't want, and the universe will just keep giving you more of whatever you're focused upon. That's how the law of attraction works. So, since allowance is the key to your joy and love and prosperity and health and freedom and everything else that you want, can you be an allowing person? And can you give up the fight? Can you allow other people to believe as they do and act how they do and think how they think and believe how they believe, even when you don't agree with their beliefs, and even when you know that their beliefs are ignorant and uneducated and juvenile and unenlightened and unscientific and combative and prejudiced and just really stupid? And better yet, can you allow other people to believe as they do and act as they do, especially when it affects your health, well-being, prosperity, and freedom, or supposedly affects your health, well-being, prosperity, and freedom? Even if they try to impose, you know, like in the case of the whole COVID thing, even if, you know, they try to impose medical procedures upon you or impose, you know, unreasonable limits on you, limit your freedom, etc. You know, you could go on and on about the conspiracies of supposedly trying to control your freedom. Well, regardless of all of that, can you allow them, who they are, you know, they, them, can you allow them their ignorant attitudes and not push against supposed, you know, governments, secret governments, politicians, medical people, police, etc., etc.? Because pushing against anything that you don't want and you don't like only causes those people to dig in deeper and push harder and impose their will stronger. Because you can't focus on things you don't want and not keep attracting things you don't want. That's how the law of attraction works. Whatever you focus upon, positive or negative, you're going to get more of it. Pushing against anything that you don't like not only feels terrible, but it just creates more things that you've got to push against and try to kill and get rid of and tackle. So what should you do? What should I do in that instance? Because it appears like there are literally millions of people against me. There are literally millions of people and politicians and police and medical professions and secret governments and secret conspiracies telling me what I should do, and if I don't do it, they're going to spank me and ground me in my room for not being a good little boy or a good little girl. So what do I do with such seeming overwhelming odds? How can I get what I want when there are literally millions of people telling me what they want me to do so that they can selfishly be safe or be happy or be prosperous, etc.? How come no one cares about my choice and my freedom to believe as I wanted to believe and do as I want to do? Well, the fact of the matter is everyone is completely selfish and no one cares about me or you. So get that through your head and you will have a happy life rather than a disappointing one. They only care about themselves, and from a creation slash law of attraction perspective, that is how it should be, and the only way it can be, because we're all individuals and we all create our own realities and we are all our own universes. Everyone creates their own realities and no one creates for anyone else. It's impossible. But most people don't understand that. And most people do not believe that this is a planet of attraction. Instead, they believe that it is a planet of assertion, where things like diseases or political views or, you know, et cetera, can't, you know, impose their will upon you, and other people can impose their will upon others. And some people believe that it is the right of some people to impose their supposed better will upon others because they're smarter or supposedly know better than you. You know, what's better for you than you believe is good for you and others. Now, this is the classic situation of tyrannical politics and politicians who believe it is their God-given right to impose their laws and restrictions and mandates and punishments and medical procedures and et cetera, upon people, whether they want them or not, for the supposed good of humanity. But no one knows how to guide your personal life better than you. And this is not a planet of assertion. It is a planet of attraction and inclusion. And we all have complete freedom to create whatever we want, regardless of what currently exists that we have created. That's right. We created all this crap that we hate. We created it. Not consciously, but unconsciously. Nevertheless, we created it. So, how do we uncreate it? How do we uncreate stuff we don't want? How do I uncreate something I don't like that I created in my life? Well, the short answer is you can't uncreate anything. So, give up that futile waste of your powerful creative energy. You can't uncreate the COVID. You can't uncreate a bad relationship or a bad job, or you can't uncreate your debt, or you can't uncreate ill health. You can't uncreate something that you've created, but you can create something new. In other words, you can't create what you don't like and don't want. You can't uncreate what you don't like and don't want. You can only create what you do want. So what about all these ignorant, uneducated, aggressive, imposing judgments politicians and people that are trying to dictate how I supposedly should live my life? Well, what do I do? Well, just, you know, should I just keep my head down, try not to get shot? Do I fight the system, stand up for my civil rights? Do I just cave in and submit to their oppression? Well, those are very powerful questions, and the universe is simple, and it's the same answer in relationship to anything that you don't want and don't like, and that is focus your attention elsewhere upon solutions and upon things that are working well and things upon things that you do like and you do want, and you will create and attract more things that you do like and do want. It's as simple as that. That's how the universe works, because you can't solve a problem when you are neck deep in the problem. To find solutions, you must focus upon solutions. Even if the solutions are not here yet, you still got to look in that direction. But sometimes when you try to focus on a solution to a problem, well, the problem just gets more illuminated and you keep energizing the problem because it keeps staring you in the face. And it's tough to focus on solutions when the problem is yelling at you and, you know, is knocking at your door and just, you know, staring you in the face. So you have to take Jesus's advice and turn your cheek. In other words, focus on completely non-related things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. Look in other directions other than your problem. And by focusing on things that you like, love, and appreciate, and things that you want more of in your life, you energize the solution to your quote-unquote problem, because you're focusing your creative power upon things that you like and want more of, like the solutions to your problem. Because what you really want is not a solution to a problem. You don't want your problem to go away, so to speak, or to change or to die. That's not really, really, really what you want. What you really want is what you want. What I want. What I really, really want is what I want. As an example, you don't want your debt to die. You just want more money. You want prosperity. You just want a plethora of abundance and money and opportunities. And then, consequentially, you have no debt. You don't want the COVID to die or your illness to go away. You just want health. You just want strong immunity and general well-being for you and for everyone. You want everybody to be happy and healthy. You don't want limitations upon your freedom to go away. You just want freedom in your life to do what you want, whatever you want, with whoever you want. Question to always ask yourself is, in any situation when you are neck deep in the problem, is to ask yourself, so what do I really want to hate here? You know, what do I really want to have? People are acting like scared rabbits because people are afraid of disease and pain and death and lack and poverty, etc., etc. Plain and simply, people are willing to give their power and their freedoms away to politicians and police and other people in medical professions and pharmaceutical companies, etc., because they do not believe that they have any control over their own health and their own well-being and their own prosperity and their own love, etc., etc. People are willing to give up their freedoms and allow the imposition of limitations and sanctions and punishment and mandates and medical procedures, even upon people who do not want it and don't need it, because they do not understand that they are in control of their own health and believe other people can impose disease upon them. So, as an enlightened person, you must understand this fact and allow these people to believe as they believe, whatever it is, no matter how outlandish it may be. And if you try to educate and enlighten them to their supposed ignorance, where they're just going to think you are crazy and they're going to lock you up or they're going to burn you at the stake. So in this case, better to keep your head down and get off the front lines, baby, where you can get shot. This is a classic case of one of my favorite comedians, the awesome, the most hilarious Dave Chappelle, in one of his really, really insanely funny skits, when keeping it real goes wrong. Case in point is all of the Save the World from Oppression New Agers who are protesting and spouting all of the conspiracy theories. Now, I'm not trying to refute or debunk any of the, the zillions of theories, because I have gone down that rabbit hole myself in the past, especially in regards to extraterrestrials and so forth. But now I know better because I understand how the law of attraction works. Fighting against anything just energizes what you're fighting against and creates more things to fight against. And heading down the conspiracy rabbit hole only digs up more conspiracies ad infinitum, because whatever you focus upon, the law of attraction will give you more of that. Whether you think something is true or a lie, either way, you're right, and your attention upon it makes it true, and will and the law of attraction will prove it is true or false, regardless whether it's true or not, because the universe will help you prove whatever you believe, because you get more of whatever you're thinking about. If you believe that the COVID came from, Wuhan or wherever the fuck, and was created in a laboratory, or it was created, to thin out the population, or it was created by ETs in outer space, regardless of your theory, the universe will happily help you prove that what you believe is true. Facts do not make anything true. It is belief that makes things true or not. And a belief is just a thought you keep thinking over and over again, and long enough to believe that that thought is truth or not. So where do we go from here? Well, now we go back to the title of this dissertation, which is Allowance, because we know now that if I keep it real, things are going to go terribly wrong, because reality is subjective based upon what each individual person believes. In my reality, what I believe is quantumly different to what other people believe. And since I know that I am not a victim and I create my own reality, and no one can impose their reality upon me, then that means I have to take responsibility for the reality that I am in and that I am creating. That means I have to take responsibility for all of the shit around me because I created it. Not necessarily consciously, but nonetheless, I created it. So, what question are we supposed to ask when we are neck deep in shit of what we don't like and don't want, so that we can get out of that shit? So, well, the question is, what do I want? Do I want the Nazi vaxxers who want to impose their Frankenscience upon me to go fuck themselves? No, that's focusing on what I don't want. What do I want? I want to feel happy and feel prosperous, and I want everything else to feel happy and feel prosperous. I want to feel healthy and vital and full of energy, and I want to feel an inner sense of freedom and self-empowerment, even though my physical freedoms are supposedly being limited by fearful people. I want to enjoy feeling vital and alive and happy and full of love. I want to be an unconditional lover and liver where my happiness is not dependent upon what other people are doing and what they believe I should do. I want to be a king of allowance, where I let other people believe as they need to believe and do what they need to do and think how they need to think. And I'm going to act as if I am just part of a landing party from outer space, from the Starship Enterprise, and just witness what these strange but fascinating humans are doing. And I will follow the non-interference directive of the Federation and not tell them that they should believe differently than I believe. And I will just allow them to believe as they believe and do what they need to do based on their beliefs. Fascinating. And I understand that the transporter system is currently broken, so Scotty can't beam me up if things go south. So I know I'm going to have to tread lightly down here by just focusing on what I want and by paying no attention to what the things that I don't watch, which is typically what a lot of the humans are doing, because they don't create my reality for me. So, if I want more freedom and prosperity and health and well-being and more allowance and generosity and caring and unconditional love in my life, well, then I've got to create it myself, because it is no one else's job to create it for me. and I create my own reality, and I create the reality in my universe. It is not the politician's job, or the police's job, or the medical profession's job, or the pharmaceuticals industry's jobs, or anyone else's job to give me the health and the well-being and the freedom and the prosperity and the love and the generosity, etc., that I desire to have in my life. It is my job to create those things in my life, regardless of how much lack of those things currently appear to exist in my life. Because to create anything in the physical world, I must first create it within myself as a feeling, and as especially as a vibration first, which translates as a feeling, a good feeling, because the universe of creation does not speak my current language. The universe does not hear my words. It only feels my vibration. The universe is blind and deaf and does not see or hear what I do or say or think or believe. It only listens to and feels my vibration. And if I am vibrating a lack of freedom, then the universe will happily and unconditionally give me more lack of freedom. But if I am vibrating a fullness of freedom, even if I am not able to, you know, travel, or I don't have the money, or don't have the time to do what I want, if I am resonating with the vibration and the feeling and the excitement of freedom, travel, and fun and adventure, then the universe has no choice but to manifest that vibration for me in my physical reality, where I'm able to do fun things like travel. So, to have physical freedom, you must create vibrational freedom first. To create physical prosperity, you must create vibrational abundance first. To create health and well-being and vitality and energy and immunity and strength and empowerment in physical reality, you must first create these things within, up here, within your mind first, within your thoughts, creating good feeling thoughts, which creates those things in your vibrational, within your vibration, and then your vibrational reality, and then finally your physical reality. The process of creation is be, so be what you want, and then take action, do. So it's be, do, and have. Be what you want, be the vibration of what you want, be what you want in thoughts, then vibration, and then do, take inspired action, then you will have what you want. Or be, vibrate your desire, feel your desire, vibrate and feel your desire as if it is here now, even though it is not physically here yet. Then take inspired action, action that is inspired from the vibration, the excitement of your desire. And this solidifies the vibration. You're excited, fun, already having what you want, vibration into physical reality, which manifests what you want into physical. The next step is to then just allow, to allow your desire to manifest without trying to bang it into place, fighting against what you don't want. So really the process of creation is step one, experience the contrast of what you don't like and don't want. Step two, desire improvement upon those things that you don't want. In other words, desire, shift, pivot to what you do want. Vibrate that improvement of what you do want. Think about what you do want. Step three, allow, surrender. Let the universe do its job of organizing all the cooperative elements needed for the manifestation of your desire into physical reality. And then step four, finally you take inspired action and listen for that guidance, that inspiration from source. Time to go. Time to do it. Time to jump. And then step five, allow some more and more and more and more and surrender and let the universe do its job. And don't try to do the job of the universe. Don't try to do futile action. It's your job to allow and listen and feel and vibrate. And when you are inspired, and not till then, and until finally, when you are inspired to action, then take action. But if there is no inspiration to do anything, then just sit tight and let the universal coordinator, your source, do its work. Let the law of attraction do its work of creating all those cooperative elements. Now, step six, and since you have been such a champion at allowing, a champion king, queen of allowance, who has offered zero resistance to your desire, and you didn't try to fight against any imaginary forces that were supposedly trying to keep you from getting what you wanted, and you didn't try to prove your worth to deserve to receive what you wanted by some sort of interventionist God. And well, now you desire, your desire manifests finally into your physical reality. And now you can delight in your awesome power. Yay, what a champion I am. And be proud that you allowed those miracles that you desired to come true. Regardless of how it appears, you always have the choice to change things in your life. You have zero control over your external reality, as your external reality currently is. How reality is now, there's not a damn thing you can do about it. You can't change it. Even if you try to attack it and kill it, you still have not changed a damn thing. The only control you have is over your internal reality. So you can't change current reality, but you can create a new future by changing your internal reality and creating a new vibrational reality that will create that new future. And then this vibrational reality will eventually manifest into your physical reality, and that is how you create new worlds. By allowing an inspired inspirations and fun and joy and fun one step at a time. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this vodcast. If you did, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. And remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get notifications of new videos. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for amazing goodies to help you become a conscious and deliberate and powerful creator of all the abundance and fun and joy and things that you want. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create a happy and abundant and fun and joyful lifestyle that everybody loves. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!